God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Reed's not good and God's not dead. Don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic, and waves still pound upon the sand, and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
You can build a. It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Welcome to the Saucer Pod, and greetings, of course, from your friends in the Sirius Cluster. I hope you've taken the advice from last week to remember you're always on camera and being watched from somewhere. The immediate and literal proof is that someone is watching all the time through your own eyes. The all of everything lives within you, whether this is known or not, and it certainly isn't known to most people, or they wouldn't behave as they do, and they wouldn't believe the things they believe. Tonight we're hovering above the Earth, halfway between the Earth and the Moon. I'd tell you to go outside and look and see if you can see a small speck, but at that distance, it's unlikely. You'll just have to take my word for it. Yesterday, after not seeing any of my last three posts go up at an alternate news gathering site, well, actually 2 days ago, I contacted the webmaster to ask him if maybe he wasn't getting my emails, and it's happened before, either the government or Zionist agents, and they've been hijacking other people's emails lately just so they can send me dangerous links. But since I don't click on links people send me, I was able to evade this. And it's a good thing, after contacting the people who sent them, they told me they hadn't sent them. Anyway, not so with that webmaster. He told me he disagreed with my position on the Russian law having to do with criminalizing sexual propaganda directed at children. How anyone could support this kind of thing is beyond me, but apparently he feels so strongly about it that he wouldn't even post a link to my article. First off, what kind of an alternative news linking site regularly censures the work of long-term associates because they don't fit in the narrow perspective so defined? Anytime my articles have too much spirituality or I mention God, this webmaster won't link to them, so I've gotten pretty slick about wording my commentaries in such a way as to get around that. Still, it makes me feel cheap to have to cater to this just so I can reach readers, because my message does matter to me, and I still have work at me, of course, and that's what I use those other blogs for, is to draw people to that place. So now I've lost thousands of readers a week because I told this webmaster's position was unacceptable to me. I've been getting linked there for at least 7 years. I've managed to dance around his occasionally prickly nature, and you know, it just seems autocratic to me. It's his way or the highway. I suppose that applies to a lot of these guys. They get their own fiefdom going, and, not unlike the... let's just move past that. This is the apocalypse, isn't it? And it's all coming out in the open now. The one thing I can't figure out is... I'm not even going to discuss that either. Why don't you just stay with what's relevant and... You know, it's my fault for putting up with it for so long. I'm to blame. I thought I was doing the right thing, dancing around limitations, but still reaching a lot of people. I should have known better, and now I do. One could say I'm burning my bridges here and there. But if he's a good guy, that won't happen. It's funny, I don't feel any sense of loss. Part of me says that this is another step in the process. It was just meant to happen. But something is gnawing at the edges of the thought. I keep wondering why he didn't link the other postings. I had a few spiritual things in there, but I also had all sorts of temporal stuff with mainstream links and discourses on the subjects mentioned, and usually lets those things pass. My intuition is pulling at me and telling me there's more going on than the obvious. My intuition is telling me that someone ordered him to stop linking to my work, because as Sherlock once said, when you eliminate the impossible, whatever remains, no matter how improbable, is the truth. So the excuse given to me by him for not linking my work does not hold water, especially since I have said the same thing several times before, and he took no action. Did he suddenly change his mind? Did it suddenly become something that he now has a different opinion of? And what about the other posts? No, it doesn't make sense, and something tells me there are other forces at play, and as on the money as my intuition has been lately, I'm going to have to go with it. It would also explain the sophistication necessary to hack the emails of my correspondents and then write me as if they were them. It explains a number of things that didn't make sense before. Well, you can't say it isn't exciting on some level. It's like being in one of those thrillers, all cloak and dagger with dark alleys and shadowy people in trench coats with fedoras and people with Eastern European accents. It has occurred to me on various occasions that I should be concerned about my exposure. I'm certainly not representative of the sick, twisted animals who think they run things these days, but for some reason, none of it bothers me. I'm optimistic and positive in ways that my situation certainly doesn't warrant in terms of appearances, but for some reason, I feel fine and not concerned about anything. Let this be a lesson to you. Don't make accommodations for anyone where you have to shape your basic nature to their preferences. It never ends well. I like this man probably a lot more than he likes me. He got out of joint about me a number of times in the past when he misread something I said, and I had to go and explain it to him. And then he would see it and post it, but he's not the sort that apologizes. And we just went on from there. I'm not going to worry anymore about meeting everyone's expectations, and I'm not going to accommodate anyone because I get the impression they might be important to my work. It's crystal clear to me now that God is in charge of everything that has happened to me. And if someone likes me, it's because God caused it. And if they don't, it's the same thing. If I end up somewhere, God put me there. And if something seems to go wrong, God took care of that happening because I wasn't seeing everything that had anything to do with everything involved in bringing it about. And I was almost certainly spared some great inconvenience as a result. As I mentioned a time or two, I have to leave this scene where I have spent more than a dozen years. And though I have a tentative destination, I don't know where I'm going. I could go a lot of places, but I can't go anywhere that my few belongings can't come with me, and as they weigh around 400 pounds total, I can't put them in my carry-on luggage. And Australia keeps sending me a lot of welcoming signals, but you can only stay 11 months, and then you have to go somewhere for three, and I think so. Now and then, I start to get a little antsy about where and whether I might make a bad mistake in my destination, and then that space opens in my head, and I hear the voice talking, and it says, "Remember when you were here? And when you were here and there, and remember when this was happening and that was happening, and remember the amazing events that occurred and changed everything, and how did you get to where you are now? Do you remember?" And of course, I remember, as I am reminded of all these things, and clearly see the mysterious and miraculous in it all. Some of the things that happened and some of the situations I was in were definitely the result of divine intervention. There's no way these things would have turned out as they did in the ordinary course of their working out. Then I'm told, when you start to concern yourself with things that haven't happened yet, you need to remind yourself how the course of your life has gone and how you have been advantaged by the unseen. You have to let your mind go over these things that have happened and let them remind you of how well you have been looked after and how often things have happened only when they needed to and not before. You have got more evidence of my presence than most. Just rely on me and relax and go about your business and don't be concerned about the details. The details are my affair. Your only job is to show up and do what you're meant to be doing, which, in your case, is what you actually happen to be doing. Try following the advice you so freely give out to others. Of course, this makes me laugh, as it is supposed to. I'm long past feeling resentful about getting good advice. Then I hear, "Everything you need to know is there in the things you say." Where do the things you say come from? You believe them, don't you? Why would you say them otherwise? And you've been relying on me for everything now for some time. That's always worked out, hasn't it? It's never been more likely to work out than it is now. Everything's been up significantly from what it once was. You have far less to be concerned about anymore. You now have a degree of certitude about my being behind everything you encounter, everything that happens, and everything you happen to. I have other things in mind for you, and you can't do them where you are. And believe me, you're going to like what's coming. I had this idea that maybe I shouldn't say anything about what happened in this event with this webmaster, and that was my intention as well, but it turned out I had no choice about that. A lot of things in my sphere of action happen by themselves, and all I can do is watch and tell myself, well, probably this is supposed to happen because it did happen. That's how it is around here in my life. If it happens, it was supposed to happen. I've sensed for a while now that there has been a dramatic shift in my makeup, and that is directly related to new areas of endeavor or a new approach to the same mediums of expression. Like I said, I wake up with an unfounded sense of optimism every day. I go through my day with a sense of great optimism, and there are no external evidences for this. It's just the way it is. The state of the world is dire in many aspects. There's a vast atmosphere of uncertainty around the world. Basic necessities are a real concern. People are suffering all over the place, but the media, owned by those who are the majority cause of most of the suffering in the world, are putting the attention of the world upon everything but that. One has only to go to Fox News site or NBCnews.com, and it is near enough, powerful enough to make one vomit. I was there today and actually horrified by the things I saw being brought to people's attention, and I've seen it all before many times, but today it really hit me how profane, superficial, and banal it all is. There are some very sick people in the world, in these industries. They're not human. I don't know exactly what they are, but human? No, they're not that. I often wonder how so many people out there who do not have a relationship with the invisible manage to handle the things they come up against. I'm guessing they have the required amount of self-confidence and self-interest to just keep at it. I think about these people who are engaged in the very worst of things. They've been at these things for years, and nothing comes along to oppose what they are up to. Thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions die at their hands. They must fully believe they can do anything and get away with it. They have. They certainly have so far. My sources tell me that it most definitely is coming to an end now, though, and I can see plenty of evidence of that. I've learned to keep my focus on my own behavior, and also, at least in most cases, and where it doesn't have to do with certain public figures, to realize that a lot of people just have no awareness of the meaning of what they say and do. I'm learning more easily now than I ever have before. If someone says something nice to me, I know that God is behind it. If someone says something that's not very nice to me, I know God is behind it. There is nothing that happens to me that God is not directly engaged in, and that does not directly seem advantageous. What I mean, it's all become second nature to me now. It's become embedded in the subconscious. It depresses me sometimes when I think about how long it took me to become 100% committed to this. I knew this to be true a long time ago, but for whatever the reason, I was propelled through all sorts of other things until the time finally arrived when I could make use of it. I haven't learned or seen anything new in a long time. All that has happened is that I have remembered things I used to know and that I'm allowed to see in a new light. I mention these things for a reason, and the alert listener will certainly understand the point of my mentioning these things at all. I know I've been talking about this and that coming up for a long time, but I think it's pretty clear without my having to repeat myself that it's all coming to a head soon. I'm fascinated by the power of the hypnotic cloud that controls the minds of so many people on this planet. To me, it seems near impossible that they can't see through all this poorly constructed smoke and mirrors. It looks so blatantly obvious. How can they not put two and two together? And I'm talking about two and two, not some form of higher math that might take a moment or two, or forever in some cases. It's just really simple stuff. It's unmistakably obvious that Obama is completely corrupt. It's unmistakably obvious that Zionists control the American government domestically and abroad. It's unmistakably obvious that the top tiers of society are criminal psychopaths. How can anyone not see these things? That is some hypnotic fog, and for whatever reason, some of us are completely immune to it. I have to believe that those of us who are immune to it are also immune to a number of other things, while those who are not immune to it are also not immune to much else either. It's truly uncanny from where I sit how people can manage to keep holding on to their denial and their refusal to see what is like Godzilla in their living room. There is no question that the cosmos, for its own good reasons, is allowing people to stay in the dark. Maybe it doesn't want them to wake up except under certain circumstances, and maybe they're waking up and it's just not being publicized. I want to go out on a good note here. I have zero negative emotion toward this webmaster. I actually consider him a friend and was looking forward to visiting him should I have the opportunity to return to Maui. I keep thinking it might happen. There could be a change in my financial status, and that's the only thing really keeping it from happening. But life is magical, and a place to stay might suddenly appear, or an uptick in potential could happen. I keep being told it's a done deal that maybe I am supposed to go to this other place, too, in this same country I'm in. It has much to recommend it, and it's a cool and large space like a giant loft and a beautiful environment, so it could be a lot worse. Anyway, I'm all over the map here. Anyway, this webmaster has his reasons for what he does, and they must seem like good reasons to him, but it confuses and perplexes me. His position confuses me and perplexes me. It's not like him to be this way, and shutting me down simply because he disagrees with my view on the Russian law violates everything he's supposed to stand for. So the only possible answer is that someone made him do it. Someone told him to do it. Nothing else makes sense unless God, who's behind everything, or one of my invisible friends who don't act without his permission anyway, is responsible for it. Now, I know this webmaster doesn't believe in God, but that's meaningless. That's like saying the sun isn't shining because it doesn't shoot your philosophical perspective. No, I don't want to demean or diminish this fellow in any way. At the same time, I'm compelled to discuss it based on my fixed rule about full disclosure, mostly full disclosure. For some reason, some people think I have anger or animosity about this fellow. Maybe it's how they would be if it was them, but I don't feel anything but confusion, and my affection for him is unchanged. I'm just going to not submit to this kind of thing simply because there's a gain to be had in my readership. Maybe that's what it's all about. Maybe it's a test to see if I will make a deal with this situation for personal gain. That would make sense, and maybe it's tied in with my occasional insecurity about where I'm going to wind up when I leave here. It could be the whole thing is a challenge of faith on several levels, so I'm going to act as if that is the case, because even if it is something else, it could still be that too. Well, anyway, let me close out by saying there truly is no ill will here, at least on my part. And as soon as you compromise on something that seems no more damaging than a white lie, there is a subtle change in your situation. I don't want that. I don't want to walk past things, including opportunities on a regular basis, simply because, well, I have to is what I mean, walk past opportunities and things on a regular basis because they don't pass the litmus test, either because of me or because of it. Well, we've come to the end of another broadcast, and I'll see you next week if there is one. I apologize for taking up some portion of this post, a lot of the portion of this recording time, with this situation. My intent was to bring clarity and also to see if there were any messages or lessons that could be wrung from it for you and for me. Life is a teaching experience, should we be inclined to learn. May the light of the eternal shine within and make you eternal too. That said, Om Amitabha, Hare Krishna, much gratitude, Lady Nature and Green Tara. Greetings, Lord Ganesha. La ilaha illallahu, Hare Krishna. Hail, Lord Jesus Christ. And carry on, Baha'u'llah. Aloha and Haru. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSync Radio Network of Stations.